Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here where you're holding in Parshas Veschanan by Shlishi. Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim. Then Moshe set aside three cities. Be'ever Yardain, on the side of the Yardain. Mizrach HaShemesh, on the east. Zok Rashi, Oz Yavdil. Then Moshe set aside. Nosan Leiv, he set his heart. Li Yishchared LaDavar, to be determined about this matter. She Yavdilim, that he should set them aside. The Afal Pishain and Kotlis, although we know that they would not be provide refuge for anybody that had they weren't Kotlit anybody, actually Bodlu, Shibodlu, Oisan Shabaritz Canaan, until those cities of refuge, the Ari Miklat, were set aside in the land of Canaan. Amar Moshe nevertheless said, Mitzvah Shefshul, Akaim, a mitzvah which is possible to fulfill, Akaimen, I will fulfill it. That's what the Gemara says in Makkis, Daf Yoram Aleph, that he wanted Makaim the mitzvah. Be'ever Yarden Mizrach HaShemesh, on the side of Yarden on the east. Ba'isa Ever on that side, Shep Mizrach Shel Yarden, which is on the east of the Yarden. Mizrach HaShemesh literally means that the rising of the sun. Lefishu Dovuk, since Mizrach is connected, Nekuda Reish B'Chatov, it has a Reish with a Chatov, which we call a Shavo. Mizrach Shel Shemesh, what does it mean? Makayim Zrichas HaShemesh, it means the place of the rising of the sun. Pasuk Mem Beis. Lonus Shama Reitzeach, Asher Yitzach Esrei Eyu Belidas, for a Reitzeach, a killer to flee there, who will have killed his friend without knowledge. Vahulai Saini Le Mitmil Shilshaim, but he was not an enemy of him from yesterday or the day before. Vinosal Achas Min Ha'orim Ha'el Vachoi, then he will flee, he shall flee to one of these cities and live. Pasuk Mem Gimel. Ves Betzer Bamidbor, Be'eretz Amishor LeRuveni, Betzer in the Midbor, in the land of the plain of Ruvain. Ves Ramais Bagilod LaGodi, and Ramais and Gilod of the Godi. Ves Goylem Baboshen LaMenashe, and Goylem Baboshen of Menashe. Pasuk Mem Dalid. Ves Oysa Torah Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael. This is the Torah, the teaching that Moshe placed before the Bnei Yisrael. Dr. Ashi Vizesa Toiro Zushahu also the Sadh. This was he was about in the future to set forth Acha Parsha Zu after this Parsha. Because the word Toiro would not be used with referring to one single aloha of the meaning one parsha of Ari Miklat, which what we were discussing till now. So what it means the many alochas that are found in Chumash Dvarim, which are the subjects of the following parshias. Vizesa Toiro, that means that it's Zushahu also the Sadh, in the future is going to be the Sadh, that means the rest of Chumash Dvarim. Pasuk Memhei Eileho Eidos Vechukim. These are the Eidos, the testimonies, Vechukim. Vamishpatim and the Mishpatim Asher Dibre Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, B'tzeisim and Mitzrayim, when they went out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi Eile Eidos Vegoyim Asher Dibre, Heim Asher Dibre. These are the very ones which he spoke, B'tzeisim and Mitzrayim, when they went out of Mitzrayim. Chazer Ushna Lehem. Then he went and taught them again, Ba'arvis Moyev, in the plains of Moyev. Asher Beve Yardin, which is on the side of the Yardin, Shuba Mizrach, which is on the east, Shreiver Sheni, for the other side, Ibn Mari was on the west. Pasuk, Memvov, Beve Yardin, on the side of the Yardin, Bagai, in the valley, Mul Beis Pa'or, opposite Beis Pa'or, Be'eretz Sichoin, Melecho Amoiri, Asher Yoshev Becheshboin, in the land of Sichoin, the Melecho Amoiri who dwells in Cheshboin, Asher Hika Moishev in Israel, Betseisam Yimitzraim, who Moishev and Bnei Israel killed, they smote when they went out of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Mem Zayin Vayirshu Es Arzoi. They took possession of his land. Ves Eretz Oig Melech HaBoshon, and the land of Oig Melech HaBoshon. Shnei Malchi Amoiri, the two kings of the Amoiri. Asher Be'eva Yardain, which are on the side of the Yardain. Mizrach Shamash on the east. Pasuk Mem Ches Me Aroyer Asher Alsfas Nachal Arnoin. From Aroyer, which that is at the edge of the valley of Arnoin. The Adhar Siyon, until the Mahar Siyon, Hu Chermoin, which is Chermoin. Pasuk Mem Tezim, with that we complete Perek Dalid, which brings us up to Revi. The Chol Ho Arova Eva Yarden, the entire Arova, Eva Yarden Mizrocho, the Ad Yom Ho Arova, the eastern bank of the Yarden, until the Yamo Arova, the sea of the Arova, Tachas Ashtes Apiska, under the waterfalls of the Pisca of the cliffs. But that Rabbi Zim brings us up to Revi. Pasuk Aleph, Perakei, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikre Moshe called Yisrael, Moshe called all the Bnei Yisrael, Vayoyim Arleim, and he said to them, Shema Yisrael, hear Klal Yisrael, Es HaChukim, Es HaMishpatim, Asher Anoichi Doiver, Be'ozneichem Hayoyim, the Chukim and the Mishpatim that I speak in your ears today, Ulamadatem Oysam, learn them, Ushmartem Lasoysam, and be careful to do them, to perform them. Pasuk Beis Hashem Elikeinu Karasimanu Bris B'Choyrev. Hashem Elikeinu sealed a bris with us at Choyrev. Pasuk Gimel Lo Yesav Eseinu Karas Hashem Es Abris Azois. Not with our avos, with our forefathers, that Hashem sealed this bris. Ki itanu, but with us, anachnu, we, elefoi hayoim, we who are here today, kulanu, all of us chayim, all of us alive, with us. So Rashi, lo yesav eseinu, bilvad alone, not only with our forefathers, koras Hashem v'goyim, that Hashem sealed this bris, ki itanu v'goyim, but with us, kulanu chayim, the ones that are all here today, all of us alive. Pasuk dalid, panim b'fanim, divra Hashem imochem. Bahor mitoicha eish, face to face, Hashem spoke to you on the mountain from amidst of the fire. So Rashi banim befanim, face to face. Amar Rabrechia, Amoyer, the Helag Amoyer Rabrechia said, Kach Amar Moishe, Moishe Rabbeinu said as follows: Al toimru, do not say ani mata eschem, that I am misleading you. Aloy dover, with something that's not true. Kederach shasirso, is just like the manner in which a middleman does bein amoicher lekech, between the seller and the buyer. Hare amoicher atzmei. See now, the seller himself medabri mechem. He's speaking with you. The Ribono Shel Olam, who's selling the Torah, he's the one that is speaking with you. I'm not fooling you. Panim befanim dibra Hashem imochem b'hor mitoicha eish. You heard it directly from the seller, from the Ribono Shel Olam. Pasuk hey, anoichi oimed bein Hashem uveinechem be'esahi lahagid lechem es divrei Hashem. As Dvar Hashem, I was standing between Hashem and you at that time to relate the word of Hashem to you. Ki yireisem, for you were afraid, mifnei eish, because of the fire, v'lo yalisem bahor, leimran, you did not go up the mountain saying. Pasuk Vav, anoichi Hashem elikecha, I am Hashem elikecha, asher yitzeisicha mi'aretz Mitzrayim, who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim, mibeis avodim, from the house of slaves. This is the first of the Seres Adibrois, which there are different there's two types of trup, the Ma'isa. So here we read it B'tam Elyon. Zok Rashi, Leimor, Musav, Al, Dibra Hashem Yimochem Behar Mitoichesh. This refers back to with the pasuk that says, Hashem spoke to you on the mountain from amidst the fire. Leimor saying, Anoichi Hashem, I am Hashem, Ve'anoichi Yomid Bein Hashem Ve'neichem, while I will stand between Hashem and you. Pasuk, Zayin, Lo Yi Elecho, Elohim Acherim Alpanoi, there shall not be to you the gods of others before me. It doesn't mean other gods. The Elohim Acherim does not mean other gods, because there are no other gods. It means gods of others. There shall not be unto you the gods of others before me. Dr. Rashi Alpanoi literally means over my face or before me. Bechol Mokem Asher Nisham, wherever I am. Vezeu Kol Olam, that means the entire world. So you're not allowed to have any foreign gods. Davar Acher, another one, another pshat. Kol Zman Sheni Kayam, all the while that I exist, Aseres Adibrois Kfar Pirashim. Rashi says that I already explained what when it said in Shemois the Aseres Adibrois Al Kaponim in Perek Chof over there. But the second Pshat Rashi saying is that Kol Zman Shenikayim, whenever I'm in existence, which means forever, for eternity, so you're not allowed to have Elohim Acherim. Pasuk Ches Leisasa, you shall not make Lecho Fesel, for yourselves a graven image. Kol Temuno, of any likeness, asher bashamayim, of that which is in the shamayim's mimal above, v'asher ba'aretz mitachas, or on the earth below, v'asher bamayim mitachas la'aretz, or in the waters that are beneath the earth. Pasuk tes, lo yisishtacha ve'elohem, you shall not prostrate yourselves to them, v'lo yisa avdeim, nor shall you worship them. Why? Ki anoichi Hashem lekech, because I am Hashem elikecho, keil kano, I am a zealous God, poiked avoin avos al banim, who visits the averus of fathers upon children, ve'al shileshim, and upon the third, ve'al ribeim, and the fourth, doiros, lesoinai, of those who hate me. Pasuk yud, v'oise chesed la'alofin, but, who does kindness for thousands of generations, lo'oyavai, of those who love me, u'lashaimrei mitzvoisai, and for those who observe my mitzvois. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lo Yisisa Es Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, you shall not take the name of Hashem Elokecha in vain. Ki Lo Yinaka Hashem Es Asher Yisa Es Shmoi Lashov, for Hashem will not absolve anybody who takes his name in vain. Pasuk Yud Beis, Shamoir Es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kadoshoi, guard the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, as Hashem Elokecha commanded you. So Rashi Shamor guard over Yishainis, but in the Aseres Dibris that were mentioned in Shemais Chav, who Aymer says over there, Zachar, remember, Shneiem b'dibur echad uveseva achas nemru. Both words were said in the same utterance as a single word, uveshmiya achas nishma, they were heard in a single hearing. So it's stated in Mechilta. Kasha tzivcha, as Hashem lekech commanded you, koidem atan Torah, before he gave the Torah, b'mara, by mara. So it's stated in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vav, amid Beis, and see Rashi, in Shemois Tez Vav, pasuk chav hei, dibur maschel sham samloi, chayiku mishpat, v'sham niso. Pasuk Yud Gimel Sheishes Yamim Tavoid, 6 days you shall work. Shall you work? V'yasisa kol melachtech, and do all your work. Pasuk Yud Dalid V'yoyim Hashvi, but the 7th day Shabbos La Hashem Leikecha is Shabbos to Hashem Leikecha. Leisasa kol melacha, you shall not do any work. Ata you uvincha and your son. Uvitecha and your daughter, uveavdecha and your slave, veamasecha and your maidservant, veshurucha and your ox, vechamurcha and your donkey, vechoil behemtecha and every animal of yours, vegerecha asher b'sherecha and the convert, the ger that's within your gates, leman yanuach avdecha, in order that your slave, veamascha and your maidservant, kamoicha may rest like you, just like you. Pasuk Tezvav Vizacharta, and you shall remember Ki Evida Yisabi Eretz Mitzrayim, that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim. Vayetziacha Hashem Lekecha, and Hashem Lekecha took you out Misham from there. Biyod Chazaka, with a strong hand, Uvizroya Natuya, and an outstretched arm. Al Kein Sivcha Hashem Lekecha Lasis Es Yom HaShabbos. Therefore Hashem Lekecha has commanded you to make the day of Shabbos. Zokdrashi, Vizakharta Kievda Yisa, and you should remember that you were a slave, Almanas came Pedoacha. Ibrahim Shalom redeemed you on this condition, Shati Eloy Evid, that you should be a slave for him, Vesishmar mitzvahs and keep his mitzvahs. Pasuk Tezayin, Kabeides Avicha Vyasimecho, Kashetzivcha Hashem Lekecha, honor your father and your mother as Hashem Lekecha commanded you. Laman Yarichun Yomecha, so that your days will be lengthened. So that it will be good for you upon the land that Hashem Lekecha gives you. So to Rashi, Kasher Tzivcha, like as Hashem commanded you, Afal Kibud Avaim, regarding Kibud Avaim, Nitztav Mara, they were also commanded at Mara, Shenem, as it says, Shom, Sam Lechaikum Mishpat, there in Mara established for the Klal Yisrael a Chaikin Mishpat, that's a statute and judgment. So too, there over there, what does that mean? That means that there were nitztava, some of the mitzvahs, which was one of them was kibud av ve'eim. Pasuk, yudzayin, lo yisir tzach, you shall not kill, v'lo yisinov, you shall not commit adultery, v'lo yisignov, and you shall not steal, v'lo yisana v'reyacha eidishov, and you shall not bear false witness against your fellow. Pasuk, v'lo yisinov, and you shall not commit adultery, ein loshen niyuf elo be'eshesish, the word niyuf always applies to a married woman. In this pshat, Rashi disagrees with Evan Ezra and the other Mepharshim that say Niyev could apply to any illicit relations, any znus. And Rashi in Shemoyz Lamai Sechof, Rashi says that brings rise from the psukim to understanding of this the sin. Now, come on, Evan Ezra says no, that sinof is going Navdaf Kananeshish.
That's what I don't
know. No, the Evan Ezra learning is also it's Nichlan Nesaras Adibris. Rashi would learn that it's not Nichlal and Nesaras HaDibris. Maybe like you're saying, it's not a Rabban or whatever. It's a light, lesser Issa than that. It's not Nichlal in the Nesaras HaDibris. But the Ebenezer holds it is Nichlal. And Eishes Ish is Nichlal. Pasuk Yudches, V'lo Yisachmoid Eishes Reyecha. And you shall not covet, you shall not desire your fellow's wife. V'lo Yisachave Beis Reyecha. And you shall not desire your fellow's house. So Deyu, his field, V'avdoy, and his slave, V'amosoy, and his maidservant, Shoyroy, his donkey, V'chamoyroy, and Shoyroy is his ox, V'chamoyroy and his donkey, V'choyla shalireyach, and anything that belongs to your friend. So Grashu lo yisisav, you shall not desire, V'lo yiseirug, this Targum Unkla says, lo yiseirug, afu loshen chem, this is also a loshen of desire, k'may nechmad lemar, like it says in Bereishis, Beis, Pasuk Tez, pleasing to the sight, d'metargaminon, d'miragag lemechaze, Targum says, over there, d'miragag lemechaze means, the word is related to the word seirug. By Chamishi Pasuk Yutes Es Advar Me'ela Dibra Hashem El Kol Kahalchem Bahor Mitoicha Eish. These words Hashem spoke to you, the entire Kahal, the entire congregation on the mountain, from amidst the fires. Ha'anon, the cloud, Va'arofel, and the thick cloud, Koil Godoil, a great voice, Velo Yosef, which did not stop. Vayichtevim al shnei luchais avonim, and he inscribed them on the two luchais avonim, the two stone tablets. Vayitnei meloi, and he gave them to me. Zakrashi Velo Yosef, which did not stop. Mitargaminim Velo Psak. Targum says, it which did not stop. Lefisha midas basav adam, because a mida of a flesh and blood, a person made out of flesh and blood, says, Einim yichayin ledaber, called the vrei and benishimach, because they can't speak all their words in one single breath. Umidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the mida of Ribbono Shel Olam is not like that. Lo yoye poisik, he would not stop for breath. Umishalo yoye poisik, and since he would not stop for breath, lo yoye maisav, he didn't need to add additional statements to his first statement. Kikoyli chazak, because his voice was very strong. Vekayim lo oilam, and it lasts forever. So he never had to be maisav any koyach. Davar acher, another pshat, lo yosef lo yosef. Lo yosef means he did not continue lehei royis to appear by oisei pumbi in such a public setting. Pasuk chof vayhi kishomachem esakoyl mitoicha choishech. It happened that when you heard the voice from midst the darkness, v'yahor boyer be'esh, and the mountain was burning in fire, v'tikrivun elai kol roshei shivteichem v'ziknechem, that you approached me, all the heads of your shvatim and your zakenim, all your elders. Pasuk chof aleph v'toimru, and you said, hein heronu Hashem leikenu es kvoidav es godloi. Behold, Hashem Elikenu has shown us His glory and His greatness. And we have heard His voice from amidst the fire. Hayoyim Azereinu, this day we saw. Ki Dabre Elokim Esa Adam, that Hashem will speak to a person v'choy, and he could still live. Pasuk Chaveiz V'ata. But now, Lama Namus, why should we die? Ki Seichleinu Ha'esh HaGadoyla Hazois, when this great fire consumes us. Im yosfim anachnu lishmoye es koil Hashem Elikeinu oid v'mosnu. If we continue to hear the koil, the voice of Hashem Elikeinu, any longer, we will die. Pasuk of Gimel, ki mi chol basar asher shoma koil Elokim chayim midaber mitoicha eish kamoinu vayechu. Is there any human being that has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? It's not shayich. Pasuk of Dalit, kravato, you should approach. Ushamoes koilasher yoimar alecho, yoimar Hashem elikenu, and you hear whatever Hashem elikenu will say. Viat tedaber eleinu is koilasher yedaber Hashem elikenu elecho. Veshamanu viosinu. Then you should speak to us whatever Hashem elikenu will speak to you. Then veshamanu vasinu, we shall hear, and then we shall do. Here it doesn't say nasa v'nishma. Here it says the opposite. Shamanu, we will hear, and then we shall do. Zok Rashi. Ve'at tedaber elein, and you should speak to us. Hitashtem eskoichi, you have weakened my strength. Ken akeva, until I was like a woman. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu quotes the people as using the word lashon akeva for you, at, even though we're referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sivsechom says. Ve'at tedaber elein, you made me shvach like an akeva. Shenitzta'arti lalechem, because I grieved over you, v'ripisim es yodi, and you loosened my hand. Ki re'isi she'enchem charedim, because I saw that you were not anxious, liskar ve'lev, to bring yourself close to Ribbono Shel Olam me'avo, out of love. Chiloi hayu yafalchem, wouldn't it have been better for you, lilmoid mipi agvura, to learn from the mouth of the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'loi lilmoid mimeni, and not learn from me? In reality, however, Klal Yisrael were justified in requesting what they requested. As the next pasuk says, they did well in all that they spoke. Klal Yisrael asked for an intermediary other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, because they were feared the Ribbono Shel Olam, not out of lack of desire to come close to him, as Moshe Rabbeinu thought, fakeret, they pashut were afraid. It was Chlora Reini Yerushalayim that brought them to ask Moshe Rabbeinu that he be the intermediary. Pasuk of Hey, Vayishma Hashem es koil divreichem daberchem eloi. Hashem heard the sound of your words when you spoke to me. Vayoyim Hashem eloi. Hashem said to me, Shamati es koil divreom azeh asher dibru eilecho. I heard the sound of the words of these people that they have spoken to you. Hey Tivu kol asher diberu. They did well in all that they spoke. Ribbono gives us come on Klal Yisrael. They spoke well. Pasuk Havav, mi yitain, who can assure, v'hoye levavam zelahem liyiro isi, that this should be this heart of theirs to fear me. V'lishmer is kol mitzvah yisai, kol ayomim, and observe all my mitzvahs all the days. L'man yitav lahem, so that it shall be good for them, v'livneyem la'olam, and for their children forever. Pasuk Havzayim, leich, Emor lahem, go say to them, Shuvu lochem lo aleichem, return to your tents. Pasuk of Ches, Viato. But as for you, Poya moidi modi, you stand here with me, Vadabra Elech, and I shall speak to you, Eskol HaMitzvah, the entire mitzvah, mean all the commandments, Ve'achukim and the chukim, Ve'amishpatim and mishpatim, Asher Talamdeim, that you shall teach them, Ve'asu, and they shall perform, Ba'aretz Asher Anoichi Noisin Lehem L'rishta, that they're going to perform in the land that I give them to take possession of it. So they're going to be able to, you'll tell it over to them, and they'll be able to perform all the mitzvahs. Pasuk of Tes, Ushmartim Lasis Kasher Tziva Hashem L'keichem Eschem. You shall be careful to act as Hashem L'keichem commanded you. Loisasur Yaminu Smoil. You shall not stray to the right or to the left. Pasuk Lamed B'chol Aderech Kasher Tziva Hashem L'keichem Eschem. Teleichu. On the entire way that Hashem L'keichem commanded you, shall you go. L'man Tichyun. So that you shall live, v'toiv lachem, and it will be good for you, v'harachtem yomim, and you shall prolong your days, ba'aretz, in the land, asher tirashun, that you shall take possession of. That, Rabbis, we complete Perek Hey, the Aseres HaDibris, and was included in that. With that, we begin Perek Vav. V'zoyis ha-mitzvah ha-chukim, this is the mitzvah, and the chukim, v'amishpatim, asher tziv Hashem l'keichem, that Hashem l'keichem commanded to teach you, l'lamid eskem to teach you. Lasais to perform ba'aretz in the land ashatem oivrim shama l'rishta, that you are going to go across, you're going to cross to take possession of it. Pasuk beis leman tira es Hashem l'kecha, in order that you will fear Hashem l'kecha. Lishmar es kol chukaisav, to observe all of his chukim u'mitzvayis van his mitzvayis asher anoichi mitzavecha, that I command you, Ata you, Uvincha your son, Uven bincha your son's son, your grandson, Koil yameichayecha, all the days of your life, Uleman yarichun yamecha, in order that your days will be lengthened. Pasuk Gimel, Vishamato Yisrael, you shall listen, Klal Yisrael, Vishamarta lasais, and you shall be aware to do, Asher yitav lecha, so that it will be good for you, Vasher tirbun ma'oid, and so that you will increase very much. Kasher dibar Hashem l'keiav isecha loch, as Hashem l'kecha. Kasher dibar Hashem l'keiav isecha loch, as Hashem l'kecha of your forefathers of the Avis spoke to you. Eretz zavas cholov udvashon, land flowing with milk and honey. Now we start the Shema. Shema Yisrael, hear, O Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Zakrashi. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Shu Elokeinu Ato, Hashem, who is our God now, V'lo Elohei Elokei Umos, is not the God of the other nations. Who Asad Liyitz Hashem Echad? He is destined, Rashi says, to be the one God. Shenemer it says, Ki Oz Ehepoich El Amim Safav Ruah, for then I shall change the nations to speak a clear language. Likroi chulam b'shem Hashem, so that they all may call out in the name of Hashem. This says in Tzefanya, Paragimel Pasuk Tes, v'nemar, and it says, Bayoimahu, and that day, Yi Hashem Echad, Hashem will be one, Ushma Echad, and His name will be one. That is a Pasuk in Zechariah. Perek Yudalit Pasuk Tes. So there were two Pesukim. First Pasuk was in Tzefanya, Paragimel Pasuk Tes. Second Pasuk was in Zechariah, Perek Yudalit Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Hey, V'ohavato Es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, with all your heart, U'v'chol Nafshecha, with all your soul, U'v'chol Mo'idecha Mi'odecha, with all your possessions. So K'rashi V'ohavato, you shall love Asei Dvarav, do His mitzvahs, perform His commandments, Me'ava, out of Ava, out of love. Doesn't mean a feeling of love, it means performing the mitzvahs out of love. You can't compare someone who serves the Ribbono Shel Olam out of love, someone does it out of fear. One who serves his master out of fear, when the master overburdens him, he just leaves the master and he goes off on his own. So don't do that. Ribbono Shel Olam says, nein. Do it out of ava, not out of yira. With all your heart, this means with both your yitzarim, with both your drives, the drive toward doing good and the drive toward doing evil, meaning yitzarah, yitzar tov, and yitzarah. The Gemara says in Brachos Nundalad Amad Aleph, what does it mean, b'chol, with all? That means with everything, meaning sayu yitzar tov and your yitzarah. So a person expresses his av of the Ribbono Shel Olam with his yitzar hara, even when he does things that bring him physical pleasure. For he does it l'shem shemayim. As I stated in the Meiri to Avos, the Mechashav and Meiri, Meiri Perik Beis Pasuk Tezva, Mishnah Tezva Tezayin, brings this Meiri that when a person does mitzvahs that bring him physical pleasure, but he does it l'shem shemayim, so that's what it means. He expresses his ava with his yetzera. That's how you do with yetzera. With yetzera, ava, that's pasha. But how do you do with yetzera? So the Miri says, when you do mitzvahs that bring you physical pleasure, but if you have l'shem shemayim, so mele, that's you're using yetzera for the purpose of the mitzvah. That's b'shnei yetzerecha. Davracha, another pshat, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, shalai yihye lipcha cholok, that your heart should not be divided ala mokayim on the ribayna shalaylam. That means that you should not question the mishpat or the justice of any misfortune that Hashem could inflict on the world, even if its purpose is not evident. You don't know why it happened. You're not to question any mishpat or any schar that Rishoyim are nana from this world. You don't know the cheshbonis. Uvachol nafshecha, Rashi says, with all your soul, afilu hu noitel es nafshecha, even if he takes your soul. So the Gemara in Brachas and Dalet Amud Aleph, as well as in Samach Aleph and Beis, also says that's what it means, b'chol. So according to the Reim, this means that a person should be willing to give his life for almanas, for kiddushim shemayim, if the matzav calls for it. According to the Eimek HaNetziv, it means that a person must feel ava for the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if his life is being taken for his sake. You always have to, in any matzav, you have to have ava for the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chol moidecha, v'chol min moinecha, this means with all your possessions, because a person's biggest desire is to acquire very, very much wealth. He wants to become a very rich man. So therefore the pasuk refers to these possessions as me'idecha, meaning ma'oid, very, very much, because that's a person's biggest desire. He wants to become very, very wealthy. So some people want to become wealthy in money, and their bank account they want to swell, or some people want to become wealthy in their ruchniyistika bank account, and they want to be mekayim mitzvahs, Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'isim tovim. So everybody has their me'idecha, but the pashtus means with his possessions, means physical possessions. B'chol me'idecha, with all your money. Yesh lecha adam, you have a person that his money is more precious to him than his body. Lekach nemer, that's why it says b'chol meidech, with all your money. Davar acher, another pshat. What does it mean with all your money? B'chol meidech, b'chol mida o mida shemayid lecha, with every mida, any measure that Ribbono Shel Olam measures out to you. Beim b'mida tov, whether it's a mida of goodness, beim b'mida midas paradias, or whether it's a mida of oinish. David HaMelech says, I shall raise up a cup of salvation after he said, I find distress and anguish. Doesn't matter. Still, whatever matzav you're in, I still call out to Ribbono Shel Olam. Doesn't make a difference. That's v'chol moedecha. Pasuk. Vav. V'hoyu adavorim ha'eile asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim al levavecha. These words that I command you today shall be upon your heart. So, Rashi, v'hoyu adavorim ha'eile, and these words that I command you today shall be you. Ma'u ahava, and what is the love that's spoken about in the pasuk before? V'hoyu adavorim ha'eile, all these words shall be on your heart. Shemitoich kach ata makir ba'kodesh baruch hu. Because of, as a result of this, by reflecting on the words of the Torah, so you become aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam, umid badabik bedrachav, and you attach yourself to his way, says the Sefri. Asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoyim, that I command you today, lo yiyu beinecha kid yutagmo yishana. It should not be like an old, in your eyes, it should be like an old edict. Shein adam soifna, that a person does not attach any importance to. Ella, rather, to be kachadosh, like a new edict. Shakel ruts in the cross, that everybody runs towards it. Do you tagma? What does that mean? Mitzvah amelach abam michtav. That's the order of a king which comes in writing. So that's the order of the king. The Torah over here is the order of the king. That's what the Targum Sheni uses in Megillas Esther, Paragimel Pasuk Tzvav. It says he translates the words hados, which means a written decree against the Yidden that was made by Achashverosh, Al Kapanim. So the Yutagma means that it's a rarely used word. Al Kapanim, it means the written it's a written order that comes from the king. Al Kapanim, it should be like a chadasha, like a new one, just like Lahavdil Elav Avdolis, right? When a new sefer comes out or a new book comes out, right? Everybody runs to get it, right? But if it's an old book, yeah, I saw it already. It's old sefer, right? But the pshat is, That's a, it should be over here. Torah has to be like you, not like an old letter. It's a naya letter that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Zayin Vishinantam Livanecha. You shall teach them to your sons Vidibar Tabam, and you shall speak of them when B'shivtecha B'veisecha, while you sit in your home, Uvalechtecha V'aderech, and while you walk on the way, Uveshachbecha V'kumecha, and when you lie down and when you rise, you should always be speaking Torah. So Rashi Vishinantam Lashon Chidutu. This is a lashon of sharpness. A lashon of sharpness, because the it should have said it comes from a lashon. The Sharish is lemad, lemed. So it could use the pasuk limadatam. Why does it say vishinantem? The which is it is shin nun nun of it. The Sharish means sharpening. Chitze giber shinunim. The sharp arrows of the mighty. It says a pasuk in Tehillim kufchav. So why does it say that? Pshat is that you should sharpen them. Shalosh should be tivri Torah should be mechudadim beficha. Shei mechudadim beficha. So the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shemishalcha adam davar. If a person will ask you a matter of Torah, lo yisei tzarach lagam gimbo. You shouldn't have to hesitate about it. Emor lo miyad. You have to tell it to him immediately. Livonecha to your sons. Elu atalmidim. These are the talmidim. Because if the Torah would have meant sons literally, it would have used your son in a lashon yachid, like it says in Shmoyis Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. Because a person usually teaches one of his children at a time. So what does it say, Lashon Rabbim, your sons? It means Talmidim, the Maral says, because someone usually teaches them in groups. Salkapanim, these are the Talmidim. Matzina B'chol Makim, we have found in many places, Shatalmidim Kriyim Banim, that children, disciples of a person, are called his sons. Shanem, it says, Banim Atam L'Hashem Elikeichem, you're the sons to Hashem Elikeichem. Ve'oimer, it says, B'nei Anavim Asher Beis Kael. It says, the B'nei Levim, it says a Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Pasuk. Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, that the sons of the Neviim who were within Beis Kel, v'chein Beis Chizkiyo, it says by Chizkiyo, shalim et Torah l'chol Yisrael, he taught Klal Yisrael to all of Klal Yisrael, he taught Torah. Karam Bonim, they called them sons. It says Shenemar Bonai Ato Al Tishalu. It says in Divrei Hayomim Beis Choftes Yudalev, it says my sons, do not be negligent now. U'kashem shatalmidim Karim Bonim, and just like talmidim are called sons, Kach Arav Kari Av, so too the teacher is called a father. Shenemer Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael Ufarasha, my father, chariot of Klal Yisrael. That's what it says in Malachim Beis Perik Beis Pasuk Yud Beis Ayin Sham. And see Rashi later in Libra Maskel Sha'al Avicha in Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk Zayin. We'll get there, Mitzvah Shem. V'dibarta Bam. What does that mean? Shaloi Yehei Ikar dibur chelabam, that the main thing you speak of should be nothing but them. Asim ikar, make that the main thing, Torah. Val tasim tafam, don't make it secondary. The main zacht you talk is Torah statements in the pasuk. What does it mean? That it means your ikar, the ikar, has to make the main thing has to be Torah. I say ikum, asim ikar, and al tasim tafam, don't make it tafel. The esh the zacht is Torah, and that's the ikar. When you lie down, yachl, a person might think, afilu shochav, he might like Krishma even if he lays down. B'chatzia, you aim at midday. Talmud Lomer Torah says, no, uvekumecha, when you arise. Yachl, a person might think that a person has to say Shema, afilu amud, even if he got up. B'chatzia, lie at midnight. Talmud Lomer says, no, b'shivtecha, b'veisecha, v'lechtecha, v'derech, while you sit in your home and you while you walk on the way. Derech Eretz Dibur Torah, the Torah speaks of Derech Eretz, of normal habits. What does it mean? Zman Shchivo, Zman Kim. It means the time of lying down and the time of arising. The Torah talks to normal people. A time of lying down and the time that you rise up. The Zman Shchivo and the Zman Kim. Everything has a time. The whole Zman Ve'eis. Pasuk Ches, Ukshar Tom, Li Ois, Al Yodecha, bind them as a sign upon your arm. V'hoyu L'Toytofois, Vein Einecha. And let them be Toytofois between your eyes. Zakdrashi, Ukshar Tom, Li Ois, Al Yodecha. Eilu tefillin shebezroi. These are the tefillin that are on your arm. That's the tefillin shel yad. The Sifri says, "Voyle toytefais ben enecha." Eilu tefillin shebezroi. This refers to the tefillin shebezroi. Yal shem minyan parshiyos same, because of the number of their parshiyos that of the Torah that they contain. Nikru toytefais. They are called toytefais. Tat bekaspi shtayim, because tat in the language Kaspi means two. Pas b'afriki shtayim, and pas in the Afriki language means two. That's what the Gemara says. In Sanhedrin, the Dalet Amud Beis, Satat plus plus means it's 2 plus 2. That's the 4 parshis of tefillin. Rashi and Shmais also brings the opinion of Menachem Ben Sroik, who says Taitofis comes from the word netef, to address or to speak. But Rashi over here doesn't bring it. Other places we find the word Taitefis means a frontlet. It means an ornament that's worn on the front area of the head. Like Rashi says in Shabbos, in Dafnun Zayin Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel Apuzayin Yayin Sham. So Kaponim, Rashi doesn't bring that over here. So Merachim Ben Tzroik says Taitofis comes from the word to address, notav, or to speak. And other places Rashi says it means a lashon of an ornament, a frontlet that's worn at the frontal ear of the edge. But over here Rashi says brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet Amud Beis that Tat and Pas are 2 and 2, 2 plus 2, which are the four parshiyos of the Torah of that are written in the Tefillin. Pasuk Tes uchasavatam al mezuzahis beisecha, and write them on the doorposts of your house, uvisha orecha, and upon your gates. So Rashi, mezuzahis beisecha, mezuzahis ksiv. It's written, it's spelled mezuzahis without a vod. Shein sarich elo echas, because only one is necessary. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Lamed Aleph that you only have to have one. It's necessary. You don't have to have it on both mezuzahis, on both doorposts sides. You have to have it on one side. On your gates, is this is marb the gates of your courtyards, or shari medinas, the gates of entrances to countries, or shari ayaris, as well as the gates of cities. Gemara says in Yuma, Yud Aleph and Aleph, they all are mechuyev in mezuzahs. The only one that's exempt is base medrash or base knesses. Pasuk. Oh, so for now, lemaisa, that next we start is vahayu kiviyach Hashem lekecho el oretz. That's vayter mitzvah. We'll do that. The next time, Mitzvah Shem. For now, we will leave it over here, right after the Parsha of Shema, by Parshas Veschanan, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud.